Harry, no, please don't ignore me. Like, I ignored you these last 2 months. Like, I've ignored everyone. I need your help, Harry, it's urgent. Not just for me, but everyone. Please, just come with me to the, Oh, the room of requirement. Of course, how convenient. Please, Harry, just trust me on this one last time. I can explain the last 2 months and why this is so important. Thank you, Harry. I knew I could trust you and turn to you for help. Even though I had buried myself in books and studies so much after the Battle of Hogwarts, we stayed to finish our education and to rebuild the school, except it was you and Ron who spent most of your time rebuilding, and I lost myself in my studies, just as I always did. No, not like I always did. This was much worse. I became a hermit. I separated myself from my friends, from my boyfriend, even so that Ron finally gave up on me when I stopped showing interest. I didn't even leave my room except to attend classes, and then I never talked to anyone. At least, not any boys, especially not you and Ron. But I realized something, Harry. It wasn't me. I was enchanted, and it was designed to keep me away from boys. Harry, don't look at me like that. I'm not making excuses. I thought I was at first, but then I was able to turn my research and my studies to trying to find out what was wrong with me, and what was still wrong with the world. It's bad, Harry. We thought we defeated him. He who must not be named. We destroyed all the Horcruxes, even Navani, and the one in you. The two living Horcruxes. Then we destroyed him, and we thought that was the end of it. Except it isn't, Harry. He doesn't give up that easily. He held on to his existence for so long, he just kept finding a way to continue, because there's another Horcrux out there. I don't know exactly what happened. Maybe it just transferred from one we destroyed somehow, although that shouldn't be possible, or maybe it was like when he made you into one, and it was reactive and involuntarily on his part, with all the murders he was responsible for at the end, his soul was more fractured than it had ever been, and those murders would have powered making a new Horcrux. You do believe me, don't you, Harry? We must destroy that Horcrux, or he who shall not be named will return. I can already detect his presence in Hogwarts. It's what's been responsible for all the new problems lately, and there are still those in the world today, and in Hogwarts itself, still, who will try to help him come back. I've already seen them searching Hogwarts for the last Horcrux, because they know it's here. Except they don't exactly know where it is or what it is, but I do, and I need your help to destroy it. Harry, I tried Ron, and he won't speak to me after how horrid I have been with him, so it has to be you. No, Harry, I don't think we need the Sword of Gryffindor or Basilisk Venom or even magic. The Horcrux is something fragile this time. Very much so. Something easily broken beyond repair that makes me think that creating it was just instinctive on He Who Must Be Named's part. It's not a very good place for a Horcrux, because it's in me. No, Harry, don't panic. I'm not the Horcrux. Not exactly. I don't need to die, like you did in order to destroy the part of his soul. The Horcrux that was in me is attached to the part of me that I perhaps prize too highly, and I mentally held as something physical that I could give away, like one would a ring or a cup or a book. You see, Harry, the last Horcrux is something very precious to me. It's my virginity. Don't laugh, I'm deadly serious. At the Battle of Hogwarts, I kept thinking the whole time that if we survived, I would give my virginity to Ron. I think that's how it happened, because of how focused I was on it, and I never realized it until it was way too late. But the Horcrux changed me, Harry. It instinctively protected itself by making me isolate myself, by making me drive away Ron and every other man around me. And even after I found out the truth just the other day, it keeps me from taking care of it myself, or through my fingers, or candle, or other means. It has that much control over me. I can only be this bold with you now through use of a potion, and even that will only give me so much free will. You need to save me, Harry, to save Hogwarts and all the world, because he who must not be named will return if we don't stop him. I think he may very well take over this body if he has enough time and return that way, and then I'll be gone. But that would be merciful, because who wants to live in a world where he has won? So, you must be the hero one more time. Harry, you have to make love to me and take my virginity. Only then will he be banished once and for all. He's so weak that he cannot create any more Horcruxes, especially if no one dies to power it. You have the power to finally put an end to him forever. All you probably need to do is enter me, if that's all you want. But if you want to, I would let you complete the act as your reward. Look, the Room of Requirement knows what must be done. It summoned a bed for us. Perhaps this is the very one that Godric Gryffindor used, or one of the other founders. As long as it's not Salazar Slytherin's bed, but it looks far too inviting to be his. And I don't look inviting as well, Harry. The Horcrux couldn't stop me from cleaning up a little and making myself presentable for the first time in months. I wanted to make this as easy for you as possible. I know you have Ginny, even if I'm fairly sure you haven't had sex with her yet, nor any of the other girls here, almost all of whom would gladly sleep with you. After all you've done and what you've become, but you're still a bit shy and very oblivious where girls are concerned. But you're not shy with me, one of my oldest friends, and I've spelled out exactly what we need to do, so there's no way for you to misunderstand like you explain away the advances of all those other girls. If I need to be any clearer, I will. I wouldn't remove this uniform in front of you if I wasn't serious about having sex with you, would I? Harry Potter, don't you dare blush. I am the one taking off my clothes, and don't look away. After hiding myself away from all men for so long, I need to be acknowledged. And it will help me with this, if I feel desired as well. So tell me, Harry, now that I stand in front of you, completely naked, do you desire me? If things had went differently in the past, it could have been you and me as a couple, instead of you and Ginny. She doesn't need to know about this at all, either. You'd only be doing this to save me and to save everyone else. You'd even be saving Ginny by making love to me. She's already fallen victim to he who must be not be named before, and lost so much because of him. You'd be protecting her, and if you managed to somehow have some pleasure while doing so, every hero is entitled to a little reward, aren't they? Let me help you get out of your clothes. I've helped you and Ron straighten up your outfits so many times over the years that it feels weird to take them off of you. And even stranger now to see you naked, for both of us to be naked, together. And it makes me feel something different to see that you're excited for me. I always knew it would be either you or Ron that I gave myself to, Harry. And for the last few years, I was sure it was Ron before I drove him away. But perhaps you thought of this too. You must have, after all this time, and if not, you certainly seem to be thinking about it now. I can't stop thinking about it either. But here's the irony, Harry. I can't do anything more about it than I already have. Only the potion lets me be that bold. The Horcrux is blocking me from taking any direct action to destroy it. To lose my virginity. I can't even make myself get into bed. Can you carry me? Thank you, Harry. You're so strong, physically and magically, emotionally too, more so in all of those things than Ron. Even though he is so dear to my heart, maybe after this I can try to fix things between him and I, even if he can never know about us. And now you lay me down so gently in this giant, comfortable bed. I feel sad now that your arms are no longer under me, but it helps to know that you'll soon be on top of me. And in me. Then the Horcrux will be destroyed, and we'll be saved. You'll be the hero again. Okay, Harry, get on top of me, please. The potion won't last forever, and when it fades, I can't tell how the Horcrux might try to defend itself. At the very least, I'd make it difficult for you. At the worst, I could hurt you, badly. I don't want to hurt you. Harry, I want to make you feel good. I'm helpless to move under you right now. It's all I can do to not try to resist you, but I am still ready for you. The Horcrux controls my actions, but it doesn't fully control my body or what happens to it when I think of what we are about to do or what I felt when I saw you naked. That doesn't mean it will be any easier to get in me. This is my first time, and it is a Horcrux you are destroying. So just move my legs apart and get between them. I shouldn't have to explain to you much more how to do this, but I always was the one who had to explain things, but this time, just let instinct be your guide. That's it, Harry. You're starting to move into me. I can feel the Horcrux's agitation. It knows it is threatened, but the potion is keeping it in check. But we dare not take too long. Please, Harry, take my virginity. No, press harder, Harry. Part of it is the Horcrux fighting you, and part of it is just that I'm very, very tight. That's it, Harry. You did it. You're in my chamber of secrets. And the Horcrux is, well, it's not destroyed, but it's weakened. I guess the virginity is more than just biology and physically. It's a concept describing a process of losing one's innocence and becoming a woman. And even now, until we finish the act, my virginity could be restored by using a spell. So, in order to fully take my virginity, we have to complete the act. You need to keep making love to me. Yes, move in me, Harry. The Horcrux is weakened even now that I can move back. Yes, it hurts, but you know I'm too proud to let that stop me. I'm not going to be a cold fish in bed my first time. And when have you ever known me to not try to be the best at whatever I do? So I expect an honest critique of how I did after the fact, Harry. You're surprisingly good. Or maybe that's just the side effect of the potion and the relief I feel at ridding myself of this Horcrux. But don't stop, Harry. It's lost so much power, but it's not gone yet. We need to get this through to the very end for that to happen. You know what that means. We must both orgasm, I think, at least to be safe. And you need to come in me, even if that's not safe. But we have to be sure. There was that good, Harry. That thing I did. Not all the things I read in books over the years were about magic. Not exclusively, at least. Six figures, so much into magic. And I found six fun to read about, all by itself. And when I think of all the magic I'll be able to do, now that I'm actually active, let's be even more sexually active, though. Harry, this Horcrux is getting even weaker, and my lust is getting even stronger. My pain is all but gone. Let's not take any chance with taking this too gentle, because none of the other Horcruxes went without a struggle. We're making the bed creak, Harry. Perhaps for the first time, in hundreds of years, perhaps ever, and the way they have the school warded and watched. It's probably not a sound heard here at all, but we're doing it. We're making love in the heart of Hogwarts, and even if they caught us, what could they say? Stop destroying that last Horcrux and banishing he who must not be named. I bloody well think not. Oh, it's getting even weaker, Harry, and this feeling of pleasure in me is getting stronger. It's like the latter is driving the former away. I think once I climax, it'll drive all the vestiges of him away from me. Once and forever, the story will finally be over. We're so close, Harry. I'm so filled with passion and energy now. And he who must not be named is losing his last connection to our world. We just need to finish this, and we'll finish him once and for all. Can you sense his desperation, Harry? Feel his dark energy starting to swirl around us as he fights to resist. Even as he has to want, his reign of hate will forever end by the ultimate act of love. Oh, Harry, we're almost there, and he's almost gone, but he fights. The bed moves as much from him as from us, but there's not much he can do, because we've come too far to stop, and I don't want to stop. I want to have an orgasm, Harry. I want to have it with you, and from you. I want you to come in me. I knew it had to be with you, Ron, and right now, I'm very glad it's you, the one to take my virginity, and to save me from you-know-who. The one to come in me. It's okay to do so, Harry. It's for all the right reasons. And think of a powerful wizard we could make. Harry, I can't resist anymore. Not him. Oh, God, I can't resist you. Please make me come. Harry, make me your girl. We were meant for each other. Other than that day when we met. I know that now. I never should have ended up with Ron, or you with Ginny. We're made for each other and making love together. And for this. It's over, Harry. You must not be named. I mean, Voldemort is gone now. We don't need to be afraid to speak his name. Because he's gone. Vanquished from our world. And from my body. Although, you're still inside of it. No, that's definitely not a complaint. I want you inside of it as much as possible, Harry. I meant, when I said we were meant for each other, it's our destiny to be together. The two best wizards in our class. Ron is nice, but he's not you. And Ginny, she isn't me, is she? We're lying to ourselves to deny our feelings for each other. So, let's do it again. And again after that. It's the weekend. We can stay in the room of requirements the entire time. At least until we get tired. But even when we do, I think I have a potion for that.